This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. 2,000 Americans were asked this question: what do you need to have the perfect morning? Yeah. And to this?
The day off.
Yep. Okay, well, that's, you're right. That's a good morning.
Knowing that I don't have to get out of bed.
Yeah.
That's the best morning.
That's the perfect morning. It's just
right?
The day off. Okay.
Knowing that an alarm clock is not going off.
Right.
All right.
I doubt these are the answers, though.
No, because they're assuming that, that you have to get up and you have to go to work.
I'm kind of being that douche that would say undecided.
None
of the above.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem, buddy. And I just want to say to the folks that really we know what makes your perfect morning, and you're welcome. Okay?
There you go.
Humble brag. Actually, we did make the list. We were number 7.
BJ Migs?
Listening to...
Specifically.
Well, for the folks right now, yes, on their list, because listening to your favorite radio show or podcast, how about that? So that made the list.
There are times where I'm driving in and I'm like, oh, cool, another episode. That Long May We Run, the Fish podcast I've been listening to. It's on Wednesday mornings now. So Wednesday morning, I'm like, oh, cool, for the drive-in, I can listen to that. So I get that.
Yeah. Listen, anything you do to get you up. What do you think the number one thing is? It's your
coffee.
That's it, buddy.
Come on.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, more than half of us say that coffee is essential for a perfect morning.
You know what makes me even more perfect is when you walk to the coffee machine and there's not a line of people waiting to use the coffee machine.
Yeah.
Right.
There
are times where I know there's a little window here at work where it seems like every morning show on this floor is at the coffee machine.
Yeah.
And man, if I could beat them, that makes my day great.
Oh, right. Because, I mean, we only have a couple machines, and that's it. So the queue starts at 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the best part is knowing that they have to wait for me to finish getting my coffee.
You just sit there and you look at them, too, and you go, ha.
Slow roll it.
Suckers.
Too slow.
Yeah.
Loser. All right, what do you think number 2 is? So we have coffee, of course, the number 1 thing to have a perfect morning.
A shower. That's better than a coffee for me, to be
nice
honest.
Nice in the morning? Shower.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Absolutely.
I cannot function without a shower.
Pass.
Wow.
Yeah, see, look, we know that the evening showers are in the majority and also in the right. We get that because most people, I guess, whatever, it's people say you're supposed to shower at night. But I'm like Danny, man, there's nothing like a good shower in the morning.
No, I can understand that. If I was willing to like afford myself more time, but that means getting up earlier, and that means I'm going to be more miserable. So it's just a slippery slope.
See, that's the best feeling when I wake up. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to shower. Wait, no, I showered last night. I'm going back to sleep for another half hour. It is the best feeling.
Oh, wow. All right. So, yeah, to me,
no.
Half hour. Yeah, half hour.
Wow, that's right. I don't know what it's like to have hair.
Yeah. You got to dry the hair, fix it.
Oh, yeah.
Shower is like a 6-minute process for me.
Yeah, basically.
And you don't have to shave your legs.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that does. He knows what that's about.
Sometimes I have to wake my wife up to shave my back. It's a process.
Yeah, shower time is really tough for her, and she doesn't even take showers.
Right.
Yeah, because just shaving Steve's back is what takes the time.
And I got to shave your back. That's nice.
So number 2, which is something that I don't do because I'm trying to, be cool, even though it's not working, as far as eating goes, and that's having a good breakfast.
Oh.
Because I don't have a breakfast. I'll have like a half a power bar like in the 9 o'clock hour, but you know what? I don't know why I even try doing that around here because they always bring treats. There's always stuff hanging around, especially this time of year, so I'm failing at that anyway. I should at least have a good breakfast.
Yeah. There are nights where I'm going to bed and I'm hungry because I'm always hungry. And I think, all right, just fall asleep, wake up. I got a banana and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich waiting for me first thing in the morning.
Nice.
It's a good day.
So you have that like right when you get up?
No.
Is it here?
No, it's on the, I drive.
Oh, you do it when you're driving?
Yeah, I like to eat the banana when I'm driving so I can hopefully make eye contact with other drivers.
Yes. That's completely weird.
Awesome.
How do you peel a banana and drive?
Well, I peel it right when I leave my house so I don't have to start driving.
Oh, okay.
And then by the time I get out of my development, I've already eaten the banana.
Oh, man.
I'm a fast banana eater.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's not a bad idea, except I feel like they're just too like slippery and slimy without the skin on.
I hold it with the skin.
Oh,
so like, I'm like a monkey, and like, you know.
Oh.
Whereas like part of it's, you know, like the cartoon
the
version
on.
Of eating a banana.
Oh.
Where you're holding it and you just keep pulling it down and you just.
Yeah, it has its own holder there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm following.
And you're able to do the one-handed pull, huh? Or you peel all the way down, but then just sort of choke it back up again.
What? What are we talking about?
The banana. Yeah,
tomorrow I'll film it and I'll text it to you.
Yeah, because it's part of the banana still covered by the peel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do with that part?
You peel it down when you get to that
point.
So
you use your teeth or something like that? You do a one-handed peeler?
No. I mean, like I said, I'm not even out of my development. I just kind of wait. And I just
wait
at the light and then pull the rest down.
Or you just squeeze the bottom and have it just shoot up.
Oh, yeah. That's the same thing you do for driving, too.
If it's going in your mouth, you're fine.
What are we talking about at this point?
Bananas!
Okay,
we're still talking about bananas, I think. Probably.
I think that should be flagged for somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
or perhaps the listeners are flagging it right now. That's what they're going to need to wake up for a good morning. It's just Vicky going, well, if it's going in your mouth.
Yeah. Vicky describing how to eat a banana first thing in the morning.
Nice. Number three is just, I mean, to me, it's anti-American. The number three thing that people need to have a good morning.
Shooting off fireworks.
That is actually American.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Oh, yeah. Screw that.
Does anybody get like up, wake up in the morning with exercise, or are we just too early to do that?
Yeah.
I start my day with 100 push-ups.
Oh, nice.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
You really do?
I do. Depending on when I wake up. There are times where it's either anywhere from 50 to 100 push-ups.
Damn, good for you.
I just need something to wake me up.
I would work out if any of the gyms opened early. Like I know that there's like 24-hour fitness places, but that's not where I go.
Yeah, and that's so totally my same problem too.
My gym,
shut up, Brad.
My gym doesn't open till 5, and I have to be here. So,
oh yeah, they could open anytime they want. I will not be going early.
Right.
I got this little like qigong thing from this dude Lee Holden on YouTube. That really is the easiest way to stretch your body and get going. And I still don't want to do it. It's like it is no effort at all, but it still moves you around. And yet,
don't you feel better after you do it? I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. Why am I doing this to myself? But then when the drive in, I feel more alert and more awake.
Yeah, I don't get that workout high. I do it because I have to, so I feel good that I did the workout so that I can say that I move my body. But there's nothing that goes off in my head, though, or my body that makes me feel good, like feel good inside. I'm just like, eh.
You're just more miserable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy that I did it so I can tell everybody in my life, oh, no, I did today. I worked out today. But it does nothing for me. I still feel the same. Meditation is another way that people start their morning.
I couldn't do that.
No. I actually do.
Because I'd fall back asleep.
Yeah, right?
Next thing you know, my wife's like, why are you in some weird like sitting position? It's 5 in the morning. You're supposed to go to work.
Yeah, I try to do a half hour. If I can.
Half hour meditation?
Try to, but I sometimes only get 20 minutes in, and today I was only able to get 15 minutes in because I was running late.
Oh, man.
But something, I at least try to do it to quiet the mind if I can.
But my mind's pretty quiet when I'm asleep. I'd rather those 30 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, I don't blame you. See, I think for me,
I hear you.
Meditation's better than exercise for me. I think for other people, I think exercise works. Meditation, at least, I think makes me a better person, makes me a little bit calmer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you guys would be the judge of that. I mean, I remember I used to come in out of my mind.
Oh, yeah, you're not coming in yelling and screaming about random stuff, so I guess it's working.
Yeah, I think it is, too, because I used to. So I guess it's working. Yeah. So those are the top things that you really need to get yourself going in the morning. And we made the list, Steve. We were on the list. Listen to your favorite radio show, so we're happy. You're welcome.
I'm surprised nothing R-rated made it onto this list.
Or just like sexy time or something?
Yeah, a little romance, first thing in the morning, either with your loved one or yourself.
I'm not surprised. Oh, with yourself? Okay. Ooh, that would tire me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need energy.
That's a different kind of meditation.
Yeah, I need energy. I mean, that would chill me out, but that would way chill me out. Like, that's wind down time I could go to bed.
But when you think, like, okay, you wake up and, like, your significant other's like, let's go time, wouldn't that be the perfect way to start your day?
It would be a great way to start my day, but I know then if I completed the workout...
You'd want to go back to bed.
Exactly. I'd be done. See, and so, you know, Now, I know for a lot of women, they get energized after they're done. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm not more surprised that more women aren't like, let's get going so I can get my day going. But I don't see that happening on this list.
Huh.
Yeah. You know, watching the news and reading the news, I don't see how that could get you in good mood.
No.
And that's what people put on the list.
No way.
Yeah. Having a glass of juice or a smoothie? Okay, I guess. It's all right. I mean, I'm not going to hate on it. And then yoga.
Hey, see, it's the thing you do.
I don't. Yeah, and I hate it.
Yeah, more like noga.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Rev. Yeah.
Rev. Man of fitness.
Yeah.
Man not of fitness. In the slightest.
Rev's perfect morning is figuring out which type of Crocs to wear during Croctober.
Yeah, I can't wait for Croctober to be over.
Well, only, you know, 10 more days.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at his feet. I really am.
Well, why are you staring at my feet? Eyes up here, buddy.
Because it's all over social media.
Yeah, that's the problem. Right. Okay. So Tupac. How about Tupac was arrested over the weekend? Tupac Shakur. Steve will tell you all
about
it.
He's dead, man.
Wait a second. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, right. God dang. How did that happen then?
Well, I'll tell you during the mix report.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a tease.
God, I am. You know what? Do you have any coffee?
Wow.
I'm sitting there going, how did Tupac get arrested? He's not even. Yeah. Hold on a second. Let's try that again. Hard to believe, but Tupac was arrested over the weekend. Whoa.
Monday.
Wow. Yeah, Monday. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the mix report for you at 6.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
17.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to the Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report. And today's a day that we celebrate every day. Happy National Babbling Day. Babbler is a term that can be ascribed to someone who seems to talk nonstop about nothing.
That's me.
Happy National Babbling Day.
Thanks, buddy.
But it's also International Day of the Nacho.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
So eat some nachos, people.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it does. Nachos always sound great.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this guy who got arrested. He's got the best name ever for this because you see this headline, you're like, what the hell is going on? Are all the rumors true that Tupac is still alive? A man named Tupac Shakur was arrested in Tennessee.
Oh, I see.
But then you look at the picture of the guy, and, well, he looks nothing like Tupac. It's just some white dude. But his name is Tupac Shakur.
All right, so he had to go have that legally changed, right?
I don't know. But he was arrested for aggravated assault, resisting arrest, simple possession of meth, and unlawful drug paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah. Carried on the legacy.
Yeah, maybe he was inspired by Tupac and said, you know what? I need to get some cred if I want to get into this rap game.
Yeah.
And I commit some crimes. The problem is that when he was being arrested, he reached for his waistband.
Oh, boy.
And turned towards the officers with a knife in his hand, which helped them figure out that he had a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
Or a knife in his possession.
Okay, buddy.
So, yeah, he's in a lot of trouble. He also had a syringe and multiple baggies of meth.
Boy, I wonder if he was in his right mind.
I would imagine that the answer to that is no.
No.
But let's talk about this other woman talking about not being in your right mind. She's 37 years old. Her name's Lynette. She's in California on Thursday night. She was filling up her gas at a Chevron station. And then she started flagging on a cop that was passing by. She kept telling him, hey, I need to get back in my car. It was out of gas. So she asked for a ride to get to the gas station, get back to her car and all that. Here's the thing. The cop just decided to run the plates and found out that that car was stolen.
Oh, boy.
So she asked for a cop for help to get back to the car to fill up for gas that was not hers.
Yeah, that's a... You wonder if that's procedure or if she just looks sketch as hell.
Well, she also had meth on her, so that
maybe
she gave up the vibe that she would change her name to Tupac Shakur. And,
yeah. What a genius. Mondays. I stole a car, right? But let me call a cop because I need help getting this stolen car somewhere.
Okay.
Meth Mondays, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, this has nothing to do with meth, but it could be as addictive as meth, and that's Pop-Tarts.
Woo! Yeah.
So I'd say Halloween, like the most, you know, predictable thing is everything is pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
And then during the Christmas season, it seems like everyone loves to do like the ugly Christmas sweater thing.
Yeah.
So Pop-Tarts or Pop-Tots.
Pop-Tot.
They are now releasing a special Christmas-themed ugly sweater Pop-Tarts. And what it is the frosting will have a little design that looks like an ugly sweater.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
It's a limited release, so we need to get these. And it's only available at Walmart.
Wow, look at Walmart making deals.
Making things happen. All right, let's talk about, unfortunately, the Seahawks team. I'm sure we'll go more into detail with it when we have our friend Mitch Levy in studio at 7:17 this morning. But a couple of costly turnovers definitely cost the Hawks at any chance of winning that game. A rare first of the season for Russell Wilson, interception that he threw in the game. Plus an awful, awful fumble by DK Metcalf that was just like, I don't even, it seemed like he just intentionally dropped the ball. I know he didn't, but it was just terrible. And both of those had a lot to do with the Seahawks losing to the Ravens 30-16. Also having a lot to do with losing to the Ravens was their quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I was worried about him. I was worried about him. That's why I thought this was going to be a tough game for us, because he's pretty damn good.
Damn fast. I mean, he didn't do a ton with his arm, but I mean, he did it when he needed to. Definitely had some key throws when he had to have him have it, but ran for 116 yards. Also had a touchdown. The Seahawks lost, like I mentioned, 30-16. Here's Pete Carroll talking about the performance by your Seattle Seahawks.
You know, we gave them two big scores. You know, whenever you lose the turnover ratio, you're in trouble. If you lose the turnover ratio and they score with them, then it's almost impossible. And we were trying to bring back a possible comeback.
And here he is talking about, so Russ, his performance wasn't all that special either. He wasn't even 50% on his passing. He threw a lot, which I thought was like, I mean, you start realizing it's just not the team for that. And I don't know if it's necessarily him or some of his receivers were not catching balls that they should have caught. But what was he, 20 of 41 for 241 yards. And Pete Carroll talked about his pass protection. And I want to play this clip because maybe I'm just immature. But he said something during this clip that just sounded rather funny to me. Here's Pete Carroll talking about Russell Wilson and his pass protection.
I think Russ was able to maneuver within the pass rush that was happening today. I don't know how many times we went down. You know, Russ is getting banged. You know, he's going to hang in there until the last second. He's a stud about that. But I thought the pass protection was pretty good.
Well, you could really edit that.
Russ is getting banged. You know, he's a stud about that.
Just like that, as a matter of fact.
Perfect.
Great line. Think alike. Wow. That's going to be the best forever.
Russ is getting banged. You know, he's a stud about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, thanks, Pete.
But that really flows as if he said it exactly that way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Pete Carroll.
Russ is getting banged. You know, he's a stud about that.
Yeah.
So I said, woohoo, 49ers. Man, oh, man. Did you catch that game at all?
I did not. I know it was on. I could have, but I didn't.
I think they were playing in a pool.
Yeah.
It was insane. I mean, it was dumping so hard.
Really?
Dude, anytime someone got tackled, it was like as if a car ran over a giant puddle. The splashing of water was nuts.
So that has to explain that low score.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, they won, what, like 9-0?
Yeah.
It was not like it was definitely not an offensive performance by either team, but it was super fun to watch because of just how damn wet it was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't see that. That's hysterical. I'll see if I can see some videos of that puddle.
Up next, Seahawks are amazing. This is a good thing because they play a lot better on the road right now, which is very weird for the Seahawks.
Very, very weird.
They're off to Atlanta to play next Sunday, so hopefully it gets better for them. Hopefully it gets better for the Huskies, too. Rough one for them.
Yeah.
Oregon rallied from a 14-point deficit to beat the Huskies 35-31. The Cougs won. They beat Colorado 41-10. And how about them Sounders? I noticed Danny V rocking the Sounders kit.
Yeah.
Or jersey, or whatever the hell it is.
It's a kit.
Yep. Jordan Morris scored a hat trick to help the Sounders win 4-3 over FC Dallas.
Wow, that is a lot of goals.
Right. First round in the MLS playoffs, and that happened, in overtime?
Yeah. He got the fourth one, and that was the first of his career. Like, his first hat trick of his career.
Well, it's a good time to happen.
Yeah. Was it a comeback, Danny, or did they come back on us?
We kind of played kind of bad.
Yeah,
so
Dallas kept scoring to catch up with the Sounders.
That's not good.
Yeah, we were watching it on our buddy JT on our band. We were at the Tulalip Casino on Saturday. We're all watching it on a phone. And it was just like celebration, though. That was pretty damn awesome. Up next for the Sounders, they're going to be taking on Real Salt Lake on Wednesday night in the West semifinal, and that's here at home.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can go catch that one. Woo! Salt Lake beat Portland 2-1. So,
okay, well, no more Pacific Northwest battle.
World Series is set. It's going to be the Nationals taking on the Astros.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to our buddy in the office who was bothering me all season long about his Yankees.
Yeah, well, they were sent home thanks to a walk-off homer from Jose Altuve. And, yeah, game one is tomorrow. That's when it all starts for the Nationals and the Astros in the World Series. And, man, talk about keeping it classy in the Bronx. Those Yankee fans.
Yeah. What'd they do?
I mean, there's been a bunch of stuff happening throughout this entire series where they've just been complete and utter douches. And in fact, one point last week, the manager for the Astros had to pull his team off the field because Yankee fans were throwing bottles on the field.
Oh, I didn't realize that was going on.
And in game five, this last game, a video showed of the Astro fans being escorted out of their seats because by security because Yankee fans kept throwing beer and popcorn at them. And then there's a video out there of Yankee fans yelling. Someone was filming in the bathroom, which seems like a no-no in the first place, but glad they caught these idiots. Yankee fans are yelling at an Astros fan as he's sitting at the urinal, and one idiot just turns around and throws his beer at the guy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Get it together, people.
Yeah, that's bad.
As far as weather, 57 degrees. We're going to have some rain today. And thank you, Kia of Puyallup, for giving us their makes report, and that's what's up.
Wow, that sucks, dude. I mean, I didn't hear about any of that when the Red Sox played the Astros last year.
No.
And I would expect to, because Red Sox fans can be just as douchey, but maybe they're a little better these days than Yankee fans. That really sucks, dude. I mean, gosh, who needs that kind of grief? No one will ever want to come to your ballpark if that's the way you're going
to
treat them.
Dude, the video was just like the entire bathroom of chanting a-hole to this guy who's trying to take a pee, and then one guy just turns around and throws the beer at him.
Ugh. That's.
So what do you do if you're that guy? Like, you got hit. I mean, hit him in the back. It wasn't like anything awful. Like, you didn't get hurt by it, but you can't chase the dude down. You're in the middle of going number one.
Oh, yeah.
Although that would be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. You could return fire.
So chasing him down midstream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would have been epic.
That would have been ridiculous.
That'll learn him.
Yeah.
That'll learn him.
That happened to me. I thought for sure that you were going to say that people urinated on the guy because somebody did that to me in an opposing place. I was not happy about that. It's like, it sucks when you just wear your stuff and you're not a jerk. You're just in the bathroom, but you know, I always like to bring a jacket because if my team is winning and I have to go to the bathroom, I know to put my jacket
on. You're screwed, yeah.
Because I know what people do. And it's just, it's too bad. And it's not, you know, I wish I could say it was just Yankee fans, but this has happened in a lot of places where I've worn my, my team's colors. It sucks.
It's so stupid. It's a sport at the end of the day, guys. I mean, look at even like the Seahawks game. End of the day. Yeah, Earl Thomas and Russell Wilson taking pictures together, exchanging jerseys, giving each other's hugs. I mean, the players don't hate each other. Why are the fans hating each other?
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
So dumb.
Yeah, though there are some old school footballers that I've heard talk about the fact they don't like this friendliness, though. You know, so I mean, you know, the millennial football players are pretty much saying, "Look, we can all kumbaya." But I have heard some, grizzled old, old football vets going, "You know what? What the hell's with this exchange of jerseys?
It's supposed to be war. Yeah. It's supposed to be warriors. This is not gladiator anymore."
So let's just hope it's the old fans doing this and not the young fans.
One text arrived. A good point. Who wastes stadium beer? That's expensive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
So I went to a Yankees game back in 2001. I wore my Indians because that was my team at the time, and they were playing. The Braves, I had to leave the game in the third inning because Yankees fans kept pouring beer down my back. Classless.
God, that sucks. Dude, that really, really sucks.
It's happened to me. I remember when I was a kid, I'm not surprised. I mean, growing up in New York, but being a Devils fan was not a very popular choice, even when they stunk. I remember one time going to see the Devils take on the Rangers at Madison Square Garden, where the Rangers play, rocking the Devils jersey. I'm a teenager, maybe 16, maybe 15. And somebody threw an orange at me and hit me with it, which was incredible because I'm like, who brings an orange to a hockey game?
Yeah, well, that guy should be at a baseball stadium with that kind of aim.
Then another person, I'm walking the hall, an adult, a grown man, just pushes me against the wall and goes, "F you, Devils suck," and stuff like that. I'm like, this
Yeah. And you're a kid.
Just a stupid kid trying to watch my favorite team.
Yeah, see, that's the ugly side of sports. Really what it is, it's somebody that can't handle their alcohol is really what it is.
Oh, this one says, "I'm a Rangers fan, Steve. Can we be friends?" Yes.
Oh.
Not hold it against. You're not allowed to have an orange around me, though. I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Ranger fans.
Well, you know, it's a great story for Houston, whether anybody wants it. I mean, their third trip to the World Series in 3 years. It's pretty amazing that a team has been able to do this three times in a row, and they have. It was their third championship series in a row and their second trip to the World Series in 3 years, which is a pretty amazing thing that, you know, you make your league's championship 3 years in a row. And this was a team that sucked for so long. It's the only reason I have hope for the Mariners is that the Astros were the worst team for the longest time.
Remember those days when the Astros were first inserted into the American League West a few years ago, and we're all like, finally, there's a team that sucks more than the Mariners.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah, whoops. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Oh, yeah.
Those days are gone.
They're gone, buddy.
It's so frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm rooting for the Nationals, though.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Astros are a good team.
But the Nationals never won.
I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy either way because I love that story for Houston because their team was so bad for so long.
Yeah.
But you're right. The Nats, this is a hell of a... They're a wild card team, so nobody expected anything out of them. They almost didn't even get into the wild card. There were parts of the season where you thought, okay, the Nationals are not even going to be part of this equation at all.
Plus, they check off both criteria for who I root for when my team's no longer in the playoffs. I root for the team that's never won or has gone the longest without a championship. And I also root for the team that... one of my friends is a fan of. So, D. Ted Smith is a Nationals fan, and they haven't won a championship. How do I not root for them?
Damn, you got all your boxes were ticked.
Right?
Damn. On Friday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What well-known Italian city was the home of Marco Polo?
Sicily?
No.
Hey.
Rome?
No. If you want to.
Okay, shut up.
Oh, my gosh. Italy city.
No!
Damn. I can't think of it.
Rome around
Venezia. I know. You remember that? See, you know the B-52s.
Oh, yeah.
Rome if you want to, buddy. But it was Venice, Steve. Sorry, pal. Yeah. You know, you have a great shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And, of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.